You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our broadcast. Jeff Ray here with you on 97.7 WKCA. Glad to have you tuned in. It is 61st District Softball Championship action tonight in Owingsville. Rowan County and Bath County are getting ready to face off here at 6 o'clock for the first pitch. Both teams, after their wins last night, advanced to the regional tournament. So far in the 16th, Bath, Rowan, East Elliott, and Ashland Blazer have all advanced. 63rd starts tonight. That's Russell, Raceland, Lewis, and Greenup. And we'll have some more information on that as it becomes available. A matchup not only of border rivals, but of the top two teams recently in this 61st district with Bath and Rowan. We'll take a break and hear a word from some of our sponsors. When we come back with Bath County, Rowan County pregame here on WKCA, we'll talk about the batting lineup. We'll talk about the seasons this year that both teams have had, that and so much more. Stay tuned to 97.7 and WKCARadio.com for 61st District softball action.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Andrew Owens with the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Ware Gray Funeral Homes.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Bath County and Rowan County in this 61st District Softball Championship. Don't forget that 61st District Baseball, Randy Stacy has that call on 96.3 FM. That game starts at 6:30. This game in Owingsville originally scheduled for a 6:30 start, but since both teams could get here a little earlier. They decided to start a little earlier. They know that I've got milk and bologna waiting at the house. They want me to get to that sooner the better, so they backed it up to 6 o'clock, and that's where we are. Bath County and Round County, they split this season. April the 16th, Bath County won final score of 7-6. Then 9 days later, Round County defeated Bath County 12-4. That was the third loss in a row after Bath County's starting shortstop wound up getting her hand hit in the Russell game. That, of course, Taylor Hodson, the Bath County senior shortstop, who was signed to play with University of Charleston. And in the Russell game, she was at bat, and a pitch hit her on the hand. They said, no, you were swinging at the ball. It doesn't count as a hit, batsman. And she got back in the box, and two pitches later, hit her on that same pinky finger on her right hand. And I was talking to her early today, without getting too whatever, her knuckle on her pinky finger has been pushed down about 3/4 of an inch, just kind of mashed down there. She had an opportunity to have surgery, and she turned it down. She thought, no, it'll heal just fine. I may not be able to, like, bend my finger completely, but I'm 17. It's not like I'm 60, and if you take a gamble and have something happen to your dominant hand, which is a wise decision, I'm sure, well thought out between she and her parents, and decided to just let it heal naturally. They set it in place and go and let it heal, and she'll still be able to play next year. I know she's heartbroken, and a big loss for the Cats when Taylor went down with that broken hand. So the Vikings and the Cats have split this season, one win apiece. Tonight, again, both teams go into the region since they have made their way into the district championship game. But as they say, it's better to go into that winner's bracket instead of the runners-up bracket, so there is a lot to play for. Bath County and Round County, let's take a break and hear a word from a few of our sponsors. When we come back, we will set the Round County defense. We will talk about the Bath County batting lineup, that and so much more as we prepare for softball here on WKCA.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug. It really feels good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agents like me, Charlotte Mullins, are right here in Moorhead to help you select the right protection at the right price. I will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With me as your agent, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call me. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
I saw Logan again. No way. Getting ready for first pitch here on WKCA. Again, here in Owingsville, we've got the 61st District Championship softball game. That's Round County and Bath County. Bath, the number one seed, or number two seed. Round, the number one seed. And Bath County comes in with a 25-8 record, 5-2 in the district. Rowan comes in 24-7, 6-1 in the district. Bath comes in scoring 9.4 and allowing 3.6 a game. Rowan comes in scoring 8.1 and allowing 3.4. So these are two very evenly matched teams. Ira Kilburn, attorney at law, sponsors the opening argument during the pregame and the final verdict during the postgame. We try to do a little pregame prognostication and say, okay, what's it going to take for one team to win over the other? Obviously, two very equal teams, two very equal pitching staffs. The Ira Kilburn opening argument today for me is bottom of the lineup. We know the top of the lineup. We know that Ashton Barrett, Raylee Purvis, Ashley Rogers, Izzy Hughes, the top four, we know what we get with them. We know what we get with Diamond Wills, Malena Hamm, Lauren Eastham, Cassie Perkins, the top four in the round lineup. We know what's going to happen with those eight players. They're in that top part of the lineup for a reason. They hit for power. They run well. They hit for average. They bunt. They walk. They get on base and do what you want them to do. Since the teams are so evenly matched and the pitchers are so evenly matched, in my mind today, the opening argument, who controls the bottom of the lineup? Which set of batters takes advantage of pitching mistakes? And that team will likely go on and win this game and go into the 16th region tournament in the winner's bracket. The other go in the runner-up bracket. Ira Kilburn, attorney at law, sponsors the opening argument during our pregame and our postgame. We will come back and visit with the final verdict and see how we do. Rowan County is the home team as the number one seed. Defensively, no changes from last night's game against Menifee County. Cassie Perkins will wear jersey 15 and pitch. Lauren Eastham will catch and wear jersey number 28. Trinity Lambert wears 17 at first base. Malena Hamm, 14, the second baseman. Diamond Wills plays short and wears jersey number 99. Keely Littleton, and I did not write her, she's 35, didn't write her jersey number down, will play third base. Left to right is number 30, Riley Howard, number 2, Brindley Walker, and number 1, Michaela Hughes for the Rowan County Lady Vikings. For Bath County, they will send the following batting lineup to the plate. Leading off and playing shortstop, number 10, senior Ashton Barrett. Center fielder, jersey number 1, Raylee Purvis, bat second, another senior. Ashley Rogers, senior first baseman, will bat third and wear jersey number 6. Catcher Izzy Hughes, a junior, wears jersey number 22, bats in the cleanup spot, followed by second baseman Allie Manley, a sophomore. Pitcher Kylie Hodson, a freshman, in the 6th spot, wears jersey number 9. Left fielder Allie Dillon, a sophomore, she'll play left field and wear number 3. Abby Barnett, our designated player for Bath County, wears jersey number 5. She's a freshman. Number 23, Allison Bretz, plays third. Freshman batting in the 9 spot, and Riley Thompson is the flex. She wears 23 and plays right field. She is a sophomore. That's the batting lineup for Bath County, also the defensive lineup for Rowan County. I'm just curious to see if the umpires are here because the coaches are standing there. They're in the shade, obviously, because it is a little bit sunny, a little bit warm. Blue skies with fluffy clouds. The umpires may be in the line of traffic to get here at the Bath County Athletic Complex in Owingsville, but I have not seen them yet. Let's take another break. We are getting ready for 61st District Championship Softball right here on WKCA. Stay tuned. Bath County and Rowan County first pitch is minutes away.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
If your truck never leaves the pavement, this message is not for you. Find the ultimate tire for the toughest jobs at major brands. Through May 22nd, purchase four new BF Goodrich HD Terrain TA tires and get an $80 reward card after online submission. BF Goodrich HD Terrain TA tires are designed for heavy-duty pickups. They're engineered for extremes, tuned for torque, and designed to do more. Stop into Major Brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lick, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, funeral director at 683-2871.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Bath County, Round County softball in this 61st District Championship game. Reminder, Randy Stacy will have the call of the Rowan County, Fleming County baseball game. That will be starting about 30 minutes from now. As I look through the parking lot, it's filling up pretty good, and I still do not see umpires, but that doesn't mean they're not here on the grounds. It just means they are not in front of me. I may have started my pregame a few minutes early, but we can always play more commercials, and I can always do a little karaoke singing if necessary. Round County and Bath County, as we mentioned, two teams that know each other very well. The players individually know each other very well because several of them take training from the same folks that help them learn extra pitching, extra fielding, extra offense, things like that. So they know each other that way. They've played against each other for years and years. They know each other's game. They know each other individually. They play on travel ball together. A lot of them do. So it ought to be an exciting evening here tonight as we get ready for this championship game. Last year, Rowan County made a big run in the state tournament softball, and eight of the nine players off of that team start this year. The one obvious omission on that team is Miss Softball. She's currently in Western Kentucky. And Haven Ford, just an incredible young lady, an incredible athlete, and a big part of that team last year. But eight out of nine off of that softball run from last year are in the starting lineup this year. Now, the other side of that coin is Bath County made a run in the 2A state tournament this year, and all nine of the players who were part of that run are part of the Bath County team here tonight. So not only are they nearly identical record-wise, nearly identical on scoring and runs allowed per game, they are nearly identical as far as experience in big game situations. Now, when you look at the lineup, Bath County starts three seniors, one junior, three sophomores, and three freshmen, and that adds up to 10, I know, but that does include the flex player, Riley Thompson, who plays right field. She is a sophomore. And, of course, the designated player, Abby Barnett, who is a freshman. You look over at Rowan County's starting nine. They have two freshmen, five sophomores, and two juniors in their starting nine. So Bath County does have a little bit of advantage with three seniors, but the players on both sides, it's not like you're playing a bunch of fifth-year seniors versus a bunch of middle schoolers who've been pulled up. Not going to be starting until 6:30. Is that what Beth has just said? Bath County and Round County coaches are here in front of us, and one of the athletic directors is talking with them, and I'm presuming that they're talking about the situation with umpires. Umpires are here? Okay, so here, according to my watch, it's about 3 minutes after six. So that means if the umpires are here, both teams have done their warm-ups. They've done their stretching. They've done their infield. So we are a little bit closer to start than what I initially presumed. My fear was that where the game switched from a 6:30 start to a 6 p.m. start, maybe that information did not get cleared through the umpires and that they would be rolling in here late, but apparently not the case. So, again, as we get ready for the 61st District Championship softball game in Owingsville, a gorgeous sunshiny day, blue skies, a light breeze blowing out to right field. Two evenly matched teams, 25-8 for Bath County, 24-7 for Rowan County. Bath County 5-2 in the district, Rowan 6-1 in the district. Both teams scoring about the same, Bath County averaging 9.4 and Rowan averaging 8.1. Bath County allowing 3.6 and Rowan County allowing 3.4. This is going to be an equal matchup. A pitcher's duel for two young pitchers. Outstanding offense from both teams. Rock solid defense for both teams. Whoever goes into the 16th regional tournament in the runners-up bracket, the winner of the district that faces either Rowan or Bath as the runner-up, they're not going to be particularly excited to see either one of these teams. Let's take another break. We're live here on WKCA 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Back in a couple of minutes with more as we get ready for 61st District Softball Championship game, Rowan County and Bath County. Stay tuned.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Welcome back to our broadcast. Jeff Ray here with you on Press Row in Owingsville. The players are ready. The coaches are ready. The umpires are almost ready. We will have our player introductions and our national anthem. My guess is the two Bath County Lady Cat members, that would be Carson Toll and Jordan Schwartz. Jordan, a senior, Carson, a sophomore. Carson, also my neighbor down the road, and an outstanding dog sitter if you need someone to take care of dogs for you. She is very capable of doing that as well. Jordan and Carson have sung the national anthem for us several times here at Bath County High School softball games, and I feel like they very likely will tonight. Incredibly talented, and as a matter of fact, Jordan, I know the other night at the awards night, was the recipient of the Lions Club Service Scholarship. So congratulations to her on that. Not only a talented athlete, but also talented artistically and academically and musically and everything else. Bath County and Rowan County, in case you can't tell, I am treading water here on Press Row. Let's once again roll through the Bath County batting lineup, Rowan County defensive lineup, because Rowan County will be the home team as the higher seed. Bath County will send to the plate Ashton Barrett, senior shortstop. Let me see if I can get some stats out here in front of me. Ashton comes in batting 482 on the season. Ray Lee Purvis will bat second to play center field. Ray Lee comes in with a 379 batting average. One big gap, though, in that Bath County starting lineup is Taylor Hodson, the senior shortstop, who had an incident, had a broken bone in her right hand. She comes into this. She was batting over 500 for the season, a big loss. Ashley Rogers, the senior first baseman, will bat third. She comes in batting 366 with six home runs on the season. So Ashley, lots of power out of that three spot. Catcher Izzy Hughes in the cleanup spot. She's a 382 batter. Allie Manley, the sophomore second baseman. Manley moved into the starting lineup defensively when second baseman Ashton Barrett had to move to shortstop. Allie is batting 371. Kylie Hodson, the freshman pitcher, bats in the sixth spot. Kylie comes in with a 371 average. Allie Dillon, the left fielder, sophomore, batting in the seventh spot. Let me find all, now I'm starting to drown in numbers. Allie Dillon, a 261 batter in that left field spot. Abby Barnett, the freshman designated player. Abby comes in with a 333 average at the plate. Now hitting ninth is Allison Bretz, the third baseman. Allison comes in hitting 238. That's the Bath County batting lineup. Again, defensively for Rowan County, no changes from last night. Last night they defeated Menifee County in their opening round matchup. And Bath County defeated Fleming County in the second game last night. Cassie Perkins will pitch. Cassie comes in. She's 14-1 on the year. Pitched in 17 games. Started in 16 of them. Has a 3 earned run average. Cassie comes in pitching 84 innings. Allowed 68 hits, 48 runs, 36 of those 48 are earned runs, 42 walks, and 111 strikeouts. Again, a 14-1 record for Cassie Perkins, starting pitcher tonight for Rowan County. Lauren Easton behind the plate. Lauren wears jersey number 28. Lauren, a sophomore, started as a freshman last year on that state tournament team, and if you watch Lauren play behind the plate, and as a former catcher, my ability was incredibly small, but I knew what to do. I just didn't have the physical gifts to do it, if that makes any sense. So I know what catchers are supposed to do. I know decisions they're supposed to make. I just was a horrible catcher, and I couldn't hit, I couldn't run, I couldn't throw, but I knew what I was supposed to do. If you watch Lauren Easton behind the plate, she is an absolute dandy in that catcher position. Trinity Lambert at first base, she'll wear jersey number 17. Trinity is one of those sophomores in the starting lineup. Second baseman Melena Hamm wears number 14, one of the juniors. Diamond Wills, jersey number 99, another junior on that infield. Keely Littleton wears jersey number 35. She plays third base. Keely, just a freshman. Riley Howard in left field wears jersey number 30, sophomore. Brinley Walker, number 2, a freshman in center field. And Michaela Hughes, jersey number 1, a sophomore in right field. So if you look at these two teams, you will see that graduation, even though graduation will do some damage, Listen, the cupboards are not bare for Coach Kenny Williams in Owingsville and not bare for Coach Caitlin Muncy in Moorhead. They have got a great combination of veteran leaders, young players who are coming right up through the system, and it's just next man up. That's the way the game is played in both of these programs, the top two programs in this 61st district for the last several years, and certainly ought to be a dandy matchup here this evening. First pitch is just minutes away. I'm not exactly sure where the umpires are and why they're not out with Coach Muncy, Coach Williams, and now Coach Dave Moore has joined the maybe they're going to put together a posse. This may be like watching Tombstone Territory on the Western Channel. They get a bunch of guys together and go hunt down the missing suspects. Maybe we need to get a posse together and see if we can get the umpires out here and get ready for game to get started. Bath County and Round County, let's take another time out, hear a word from a few of our sponsors. If I'd have known that it would have taken this long, I would not have started the pregame this early. So just bear with me. As fast as we're ready for first pitch, I've been ready for first pitch since about 9:30 last night when the game was set up between Bath and Round. And here we are running just a few minutes behind. We'll get going as soon as we can. More here on 97.7, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Stay tuned for...
The Unsung Hero of the Game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
For a limited time, enjoy a tasty bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, a savory sausage McMuffin, a sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for $1.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
Coaches and umpires are at home plate. We are just minutes away from introducing the team members. Minutes away from the national anthem, minutes away from first pitch here on WKCA. I feel like a broken record going through some of these similarities between Rowan and Bath. Both teams come in. Rowan County comes in with a .376 team batting average. Bath County with a .365 batting average, so that's right on the money. All of the first three or four, they're nearly identical as far as batting averages go. That's why my Ira Kilburn opening argument is talking about who wins the bottom of the lineup. That could be the difference in the game, is the batters in the 6, 7, 8, 9 positions. We'll see what happens. It appears that Jordan is here. Carson is here. I was making sure. I didn't want to introduce both if both were not here. We were talking a little while ago that Carson, my neighbor, and Jordan are going to perform the national anthem. They have several times. Coaches, umpires, everybody smiling, shaking hands, a few minutes behind schedule, but that's all right. We're up here in the air conditioning, and everybody else is out there in the heat, so all is well.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bath County Sports Complex.
Let's see what the PA man, Coach Mark Collier, is going to do. If he's going to introduce the teams first, tell you what, let me do. Let me put a microphone over here and get that starting lineups.
At leading off at shortstop, number 10, Ashton Barrett. In center field, number 1, Rayleigh Purvis. At first base, number 6, Ashley Rogers. Behind the plate, number 22, Izzy Hughes. At second base, number 4, Allie Manley. In the circle, number 9, Kylie Hodgson. In left field, number 3, Allie Dillon. Designated player, number 5, Abby Barnett. At third base, number 23, Allison Brett. And in right field, number 25, Riley Thompson. The Lady Cats are coached by LaShonda Barnett, Brock Baber, Brittany Rydell, Anthony Thomas, Dave Moore, and head coach Kenny Williams. And now, the starting lineup for your Round County Lady Vikings. At shortstop, number 99, Diamond Wills. At second base, number 14, Melania Hamm. Behind the plate, number 28, Lauren Eastham. In the circle, number 15, Cassie Perkins. At first base, number 17, Trinity Lambert. In center field, number 2, Brinley Walker. At third base, number 35, Keely Littleton. In left field, number 30, Riley Howard. And in right field, number 1, Michaela Hughes. Round County coached by Caitlin Muncy.
Those are your starting lineups for tonight's game. We will take a short break. Back with more of the 61st District Softball Championship after these words.
It's a backyard event going on now at your Bath County Ace Hardware Store. Great prices on grills, Weber, Traeger, and that big green egg. Don't forget that wonderful assortment of grills, spices, and rubs for the perfect cookout. Your yard will be perfect, too, if you select Scott's Lawn and Garden Improvements. Get everything for the season. Garden soil, fertilizer, weed, and feed, plus the tools to get it all done. Located on Water Street in Owensville, Ace Hardware is celebrating 100 years of helpful.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This is Chairman Carney. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
First pitch minutes away here on WKCA. First pitch of every High School broadcast, sponsored by Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Montgomery Tractor Sales, if you need a small tractor with big versatility, check out the Massey Ferguson GC 1700 Series tractor. It is built with the same rugged versatility Massey Ferguson's designs into their entire lineup. It's ready to tackle lawns, gardens, and anything else that comes your way. Small tractor, big versatility, the Massey Ferguson. At Montgomery Tractor Sales on Winchester Road, Mount Sterling, or Massey Ferguson, MontgomeryTractorSales.com. We're ready for first pitch. Ashton Barrett steps in the right-hand box. First pitch, grounder to second. One pitch, one out. A 4-3 put out, and we are underway.
Next up,
Ham to Lambert.
Purvis.
Center Ray Lee Purvis, center fielder, senior, jersey number one. Right-hander. Bats right, catches right, catches one-handed. First pitch, just low ball one to Ray Lee. Ray Lee going to go to Pikeville and play softball next year, study ag business. The way the sun is here in Owingsville, the defenders, especially those on the right side of the outfield and infield, first base, second base, right field in particular, but it also impacts pitcher and center field, shining directly at them. There's a ground ball, good play at third. A smash to Littleton, takes it on one hop. Good throw. Brings up senior Ashley Rogers. Rogers, the Bath County first baseman, comes into this game, as we say, with a .366 batting average, six home runs, a triple, and eight doubles. Changeup called strike one. Rogers hit a lot of home runs in her career, is the career leader in home runs for Bath County. Last night, Ashton Barrett hit her 112th base hit. That gave her the career mark for Bath County Lady Cats. There is a fly ball to left field on the track, and making the catch is Riley Howard. Three up, three down. Good job there by Cassie Perkins to get through the first three with no damage done. Halfway through the first, no score. Bottom of the first after this on WKCA.
Hi, my name is Lynn Hunt with People's Bank of Kentucky in Moorhead. From checking and loans to personal savings and all your business financial needs, People's Bank of Kentucky is your preferred banking partner. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take time to get to know you and your unique financial needs. Come visit us at our new location at 2795 Kentucky Highway 801 North, next to Cavern Motorsport. Make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. People's Bank of Kentucky, your hometown bank.
Hey there, folks, gather around. Bypass those treasures to be found. On, buy, sell, and trade. That's what we do. From jewelry to games, everything new.
Come on down, they'll make you smile. 800 firearms in a hall.
Got stuff to pawn, we'll make you a loan.
On anything you can bring from home. Don't wait, don't delay. See what's in store. From instruments to tools and much more.
Half an inning in the books. Bath County goes down 1-2-3. Rowan County coming to the plate. The Lady Viking batting lineup is Diamond Wills, Melena Ham, Lauren Eastham, Cassie Perkins, Trinity Lambert, Brindley Walker, Keely Littleton, Riley Howard, and Michaela Hughes. Bath County defensively has Kylie Hodson pitching, Izzy Hughes catching, Ashley Rogers, Allie Manley, Ashton Barrett, and Allison Brett's first, second, short, and third. In the outfield for Bath County, Allie Dillon, Ray Lee Purvis, and Riley Thompson. Two evenly matched teams. Let's see what kind of move the outfielders are going to do after they warm up. A swipe of the glove and away they go. Reminiscent of, let's see, who am I thinking of? Robert Palmer. Like a Robert Palmer video on the early MTV days. Diamond Wills, a 447 batter coming into this game. Jersey number 99 for the right-hander. Steps in. First pitch at the knees, called strike one. Without sounding too repetitious, these are two very evenly matched teams, offensively, defensively. Second baseman for Bath County, Allie Manley, playing in very close. Actually, they've put Ashton at second base, and Allie is at short. So if you draw a straight line across the infield from first, second, pitcher, and third, all three of those are in a straight line expecting a bunt. There's a chopper to third. Too much speed. Brett's did all she could. Next up, too much speed for Diamond Wheel. She's on with an infield single, brings up Melena Ham. So that must just be for instances where if you expect a bunt, Coach Kenny Williams going to put Ashton at second base. Now they're back to where Manley's at second. There's a bunt to the pitcher. Play to first, so a sacrifice bunt. Moves Wills to second base with one out. Brings up sophomore catcher Lauren Eastham. Eastham gets her call from Coach Muncy. Looks at her wrist where all the code numbers are. It's kind of like the nuclear secrets with the White House. Fakes the bunt. Pulls the bat back. Strike one. The mental aspect of the game of softball and baseball. Again, for folks who watch it and think, oh, there's not much to it. With that fake bunt, seven of the nine players on the Bath County defense were in motion. Because if the bunt went down, first and third have to charge, short and second have to cover. Pitcher has to make her move. Outfield has to back up, be in position to back up. Just outside, a ball and two strikes to Lauren Eastham with Cassie Perkins on deck. 61st District Softball Championship in Owingsville, Bath and Rowan. I was just told a minute ago that on a KHSAA website, swung on and popped up, second baseman, camps and squeezes, Allie Manley fighting the sun. That it was listed as a 7 o'clock start, so
now batting number 15.
That may be part of the reason that, I mean, the officials were here a little after 6, or I mean around 6, but usually they need to, especially the guys behind the plate, need to get all their gear on. First pitch to Cassie Perkins out of the zone, ball one. So Will stands at second after a leadoff single and a sacrifice from Ham. Pop up by Eastham. One on, two out, no runs. Bottom of the first, no score, Bath and Rowan. There's a fly ball into right field. Squeezing is Riley Thompson. No runs for either team. One complete, top of the second after this, no score, Bath and Rowan. 61st District Softball Championship on WKCA.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's healthcare. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. One inning complete. Bath and Rowan in this championship softball game for the 61st District. No score for either team. Bath County, no runs, no hits. Rowan, no runs on one hit. In Flemingsburg, Fleming County and Rowan County in district championship baseball. Last night's action, Rowan County beat Menifee County in the first game. Time called. Not sure why. Bath County fell to Fleming County in the second game. Final score 1-0. Bath County pitchers put together a no-hitter and still wound up dropping the game 1-0. Just a tough outing for Bath County. Fleming County pitcher had the Cats off balance all night long. Bath County catcher Jace Smith just missed a home run. It hit the top of the fence and bounced back into play. Ball two in the dirt to Bath County catcher Izzy Hughes. So Hughes, Manley, and Hodson do up in this second to face Cassie Perkins. One of the fun aspects of high school or college softball is the dugout chants. Izzy Hughes, a 382 batter. That pitch out, ball three. So for Rowan County, actually, they made a change from last night. Called strike one, so Lambert is pitching. And Perkins is at first. Different from last night. There's a ground ball back to the pitcher, unable to field it. Hughes is on.
Courtesy runner number 7, Addie Reed.
Addie Reed, the courtesy runner. I will look over to my left to the PA man. E1.
Now batting for Bath County, number
4. Off of the glove of the pitcher.
Manley.
Lambert unable to field it. Not particularly hard hit, but off to Lambert's right, away from her glove. Hit the tip of her glove and rolled just far enough away. So Addie Reed, the courtesy runner. A bunt to the third baseman. Bare hand. Good bunt. Good play. Reed advances to second.
Next up for Bath County, number 9, Kylie Hodson.
1-1 out. Pitcher Kylie Hodson, who had a big 2-out, 2-RBI single last night. Bath County was up 1-0 in that first inning. Hodson with a 2-RBI base hit. That was immediately followed by a 2-run homer off the bat of Allie Dillon. That broke things open for Bath County. That pitch in the dirt. Runner goes to third. Head first. Safely in there. Hands up. Time called. So now with one out, Bath County with a runner at third base in Addie Reed. Bath County fans hoping that pitcher Kylie Hodson can help herself out. 3-0 now. The count from Lambert to Hodson. Bath County's runner is at third base, called strike one. Good thing the Lord let people invent whiteout tape. 3-1. Lambert to Hodson. There's a ground ball to short. Runner's going to score. A 6-3 put out. Addie Reed scores the first run of the game. Bath County up 1-0 with Allie Dillon, the sophomore left fielder. Again, had a big night last night. Allie, a slight build, but she put a sting in one last night. First pitch out of the zone, 1-1. Lambert pitching, Easton catching. Perkins, Ham, Wills, Littleton on the infield. Howard, Walker, Hughes in the outfield for the Lady Vikes. That pitch outside, 2. Lambert comes in with a 2.7 ERA. Pitched in 20 games. There's a strike called on the inside half of the plate. Allowed 111 runs, 84 hits. No, that's not right. 111 innings. That pitch out of the zone. Pitched 111 innings, 84 hits, 56 runs, 43 earned, 53 walks, and 118 strikeouts. 10-6 on the season for Trinity Lambert. 3-1. There's a big chopper in the hole between short and third. Allie Dillon with a single. Two out, one in the Bath County half of the first inning. Brings up the designated player, Abby Barnett. Barnett hitting for right fielder Riley Thompson. Thompson the flex, Barnett the batter. Abby a freshman, jersey number 5. First pitch just low, 1. Barnett hitting 333. Coming into this game, so Bath County with one hit, one run, two outs. A runner at first base, 1-1 now to Barnett. Hughes reached on an error, sacrificed by Manley. And runner Addie Reed advanced to third. Popped up, that's going to be out of play into the Bath County bullpen. 2-2. One ball, 2-2. Barnett steps back in. Lambert gets her signal. There's a grounder foul to the Bath County dugout. Count remains 1-2. Dillon off on contact. Goes back to third base. Stay tuned during our post game. Lots of things will happen, including naming the all-tournament team. We will also have the St. Clair player of the game for Rowan County. We will have the downtown athletic defensive play of the game, Caudle Construction offensive play of the game. Swung on and missed, strike 3. Bath County, though, strikes first. One run on one hit. Halfway through the second inning, Bath County leads Round County 1-0. Bottom of the second after these words on WKCA.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and A Good Yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and A Good Yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Halfway through the second inning, Bath County one run on one hit, stranded one runner. Round County no runs on one hit, stranded one runner. Bath County scored in the top of the second when leadoff hitter Izzy Hughes reached on an error. Allie Manley, a beautiful sacrifice bunt. Ground out by Kylie Hodson. Allowed the runner to score. Allie Dillon, a two-out base hit. She was stranded at first when the inning ended. Trinity Lambert, Brinley Walker, and Keely Littleton do up for the Lady Vikes. They hope to get that run back and then some here in this second. First pitch from Hodson to Lambert, high ball one. Lambert is the starting pitcher for today. I wrote she and Cassie Perkins down backward. Pop up behind second. Good play out there. Second baseman, Allie Manley. Ashley Rogers had a bead on it, but that would have been a tough play for a first baseman. Allie Manley did a good job calling her off. Made the play behind first base on the edge of the grass. One up, one down. Brings up Brinley Walker, freshman center fielder. First pitch to Walker, high ball one. Round County dressed in their white uniforms, green pinstripes, green stockings, green letters. Bath County white pants, gray and red shirts, red stockings with white letters. One ball, one strike to Walker as that fastball catches the inside corner. One ball, one strike, one out, bottom of the second. Bath County one, Round County batting in their half of the second, have yet to score in this district championship game. There's a fly ball into short center. Good play covering a lot of territory, Rayleigh Purvis. The outfield last night for Fleming County in that second game, Fleming and Bath, those girls made some incredible plays. They covered acres of ground in that game last night. Rayleigh did the same here. Off the bat of Brinley Walker. Brings up third baseman, freshman Keely Littleton. Right-handed batter, jersey number 35 in the right-hand box. Count one ball to Littleton. Hodson, fastball fouled straight back, a ball and a strike. Good crowd here tonight. Last night we had the unofficial total of 16,941. That's with four teams. Listen, we're going to get close to that tonight with two teams. At the end of the first inning, we were well over 15,000 unofficial. That pitch fouled back, a ball and two strike. It won't be official for a little while. But again, here we are in the bottom of the second. we've got right at 15K here at the athletic complex in Owingsville right now. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Called strike three. First strikeout of the game for Bath County pitcher Kylie Hodson. Two complete. Bath County one, Round County nothing. Top of the third after these messages on WKCA.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats!
Two innings complete in this 61st District Softball Championship game in Owingsville. Bath County won, Rowan County nothing. One run on one hit for the Cats, no runs on one hit for the Vikes. 9-1 and 2 due up. Brits takes fastball shoulder high, called strike one. 9-1 and 2, Brits, Barrett, and Purvis out of the zone, 1-1. A dandy, dandy day for a ball game. Sunshine, blue skies, a few clouds, good crowd. Two equally matched teams. Foul tipped at the plate. One ball, two strikes. To Allison Brits. Brits, the Bath County third baseman, takes that pitch just wide of the strike zone. Not by much. Two balls, two strikes. That was a dandy pitch from Lambert. Tried to get her to chase one wide. Brits held up. Two balls, two strikes. The break even from Lambert. High ball three, 3-2. Brits worked the count full. Bath County one run on one hit. Rowan no runs on one hit. Two complete. We're in the top of the third. There's a pop-up on the infield. Behind second base, good play out there by Ham. That is such a tough play in these early innings as the sun is coming down on you. Now, I mean, it's not for the first baseman, it is directly in the first baseman's eyes. For the second baseman, if you're looking back toward home plate, it's just in your peripheral vision. That does not make it that much easier, though. Ashton Barrett, first pitch to Barrett, low ball one. One out, top of the third. Bath one, Rowan nothing. Barrett grounded out to second. First pitch she saw leading off the first inning. 0 for 1. That pitch, low ball two. Barrett, 10 walks, 8 home runs, 4 triples, and 9 doubles with a .482 batting average for the season. There's a shot to deep center, and it is gone. Ashton Barrett, a one-out home run in the third inning. Bath County up 2. That to straightaway center field. Second hit of the game, a home run off the bat of Ashton Barrett. That is her 9th home run of the year, team leading 9. Ashley Rogers has 6. Taylor Hodson had 2 before she was injured. Allie Dillon, 2.
For Bath County,
Allison Brents and Izzy Hughes, one apiece. Brings up center fielder Ray Lee Purvis. The senior grounded out to third her first time up on a great play. Littleton, a defensive gem. Purvis with a sharply hit ground ball, one hop. Littleton said, "This is money in the bank right here," with the 5-3 put out. Purvis fouls it straight back, a ball and a strike, one out, one in. Bath County, two runs on two hits with the Vikings of Round County in this 61st District Softball Championship. I'll try to keep up with the Round County baseball game the best I can. There's a line drive into left field. A one-out single off the bat of Ray Lee Purvis. Plenty of speed from Ray Lee, with first baseman Ashley Rogers coming to the plate. Round County and Fleming County, they're playing in the district baseball championship in Fleming County. As we mentioned, Fleming beat Bath 1-0. Bath pitchers Roussas and Donahue threw a no-hitter. Some errors allowed Fleming last night to score one run, victorious over Menifee in that first game. Ball one now, the count to Ashley Rogers, who hit a fly ball to left field her first time up. Pitch outside, ball two. Lambert being careful with the power hitting Ashley Rogers. 1-0, one out, one in. Low ball three. 3-0. Izzy Hughes on deck. Izzy reached on an error in that second inning, scored on an RBI ground out off the bat of Kylie Hodson. 3-0 now the count to Rogers. Takes that pitch, strike one, 3-1. Still have to be careful if you're Trinity Lambert. You don't want to throw a fastball right down Broadway. Swung on and missed with a good changeup out of the hands of Lambert. Rogers swung over top of it. Lambert worked from a 3-0, now it's full at 3-2. Rogers back in the right-hand box, the payoff. There's a ground ball to short. The lead runner makes it to second base. Ray Lee Purvis at second, a 6-3 putout for Ashley Rogers. Brings up junior catcher Izzy Hughes, who reached on an error her first time up.
Next up for Bath County.
A ground ball just to the right-hand side of the pitcher's circle. Lambert got her glove on it, couldn't field it cleanly. Hughes beat the throw. Courtesy runner for Hughes came around to score the first run. That was Addie Reed. So Bath County with one in, two, one on. There's a ground ball in the hole. They're going to send her. Here comes the throw. Good job by Ray Lee Purvis to hold up. Izzy Hughes. A single in the hole. Coach Kenny Williams initially sent Ray Lee, who's got plenty of speed. But Riley Howard said that is not a good idea. She threw a pellet to home plate. Ray Lee would have been a sitting duck at home plate, so now runners on the corners with two out. And Allie Manley, swing and miss, strike one. Manley laid down a gorgeous sacrifice to move Addie Reed into scoring position her first time up. Manley, a 371 hitter, swung on a high fastball, runner goes. Runner is now at second base is Addie Reed, the courtesy runner. At third base, Ray Lee Purvis, that pitch high, a ball and two strikes. Lambert tried to get her to chase. She chased one high fastball, didn't chase the second. A ball and two strikes to Manley. Bath County, 2-0 to score. There's a fly ball into center. Caught out there by Brindley Walker. Bath County scores one, strands two. Halfway through the third inning, Bath County leads Round County 2-0, bottom of the third. After these messages on WKCA.
This is Lisa Kidd at Whitaker Bank. We take pride in providing friendly hometown service and exceptional products to our customers. Whether you're looking for a checking account that can actually save you money, like our Whitaker Perks account, or you just want a no-hassle checking account with a local bank you know and trust, what are you waiting for? Visit a branch today or give us a call at 606-784-8966 and let us show you why Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Time for the bottom of the third inning. Round County will send to the plate 8-9-1. Riley Howard, Michaela Hughes, and Diamond Wills. Bath County scored one run on one hit in the second, one run on three hits in the third. Halfway through the third to score Bath County 2, Rowan nothing. Howard, Hughes, and Wills. Due up for the Lady Vikes on a gorgeous sunshiny day in Owingsville. Ground ball, first pitch, good play at first base. Battling the sun, Ashley Rogers, one up, one down on the three unassisted. I will try to get, actually, if anybody out there wants to text me, if you've got anything from the Rowan Fleming baseball game, feel free to send me that. I'll try to catch Randy Stacy on the call on our sister station, 96.3 and WIVYradio.com. Strike one, the call to Michaela Hughes, the sophomore right fielder, wears jersey number one. I do like these pinstripe uniforms, white with the green pinstripes. Green stockings, green accents on the shoulder. There's that wasp back again, Coach. Keep an eye on him. One ball, one strike, one out. Bottom half of the third inning. Rowan trails Bath 2-0. Rowan at the plate. Pitch just low, 2-1. Izzy Hughes, the Bath County catcher, did exactly what catchers do. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. If pitchers hit that spot, if they hit that glove, there's an opportunity for the umpire to make a call in your favor. There's a fly ball to center field. Two steps in. It got off of her hip, didn't it, Coach? Fly ball to center field, my dear friend, Ray Lee Purvis. I've known Ray Lee since she was born, and I've known her daddy since he was born. We have conversations all the time about using two hands. She never misses a fly ball. But as an old man, it makes me happy to see that second hand come up toward that glove. Bath County, in their switch defense, did the same thing when Diamond Wills was at the plate in the first inning. They put second baseman shortstop Ashton Barrett at second and second baseman Allie Manley at short. Just in case there is a bunt attempt. As we mentioned in the first inning, you've got first baseman Ashley Rogers, Barrett, Kylie Hodson, and Allison Brett's the third baseman in a straight line across the infield. And Manley in the regular position of shortstop. There's a pop-up behind second base. unable to come up with it. His first baseman, Ashley Rogers, that defensive alignment had Barrett pulled in. Wills 2-for-2. Both Round County base hits belong to the leadoff hitting shortstop. If it gets too hot, partner, you come back in this air conditioner. A two-out base hit. What a play out there by left fielder Allie Dillon. Thought they had her burned. Did the Bath County faithful, the Round County faithful, hope so. Milana Ham, fly ball to right field, actually more of a line drive that Dillon had to go back and get. Round County picks up another hit, still no runs on two hits. Bath County 2, Round County scoreless. Bottom of the top of the fourth after this on WKCA.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Bath County, Round County in this softball championship 61st district matchup. 6-7 and 8, Kylie Hodson, Allie Dillon, and Abby Barnett do up for the Cats. First pitch, line drive between the first and second baseman. Hodson, a leadoff single.
Allie Dillon!
Who is it that's running? Is that Emmeline? Yep, okay. 11, I thought so. She ran last night for the pitcher. So Hodson, with an RBI ground out her first time, reaches on a base hit to lead off this fourth inning. Bath County, 2 runs on 4 hits. Round County, no runs on 2 hits. Bath County has stranded 3 runners. Rowan stranded 2. Strike 1 called. Count now even at 1-1 to Allie Dillon, the sophomore left fielder, who made a dandy play on a line drive off the bat of Malena Ham to finish off that third inning. If Dillon would not have caught that right on the line, both Wills and Ham would still be running. That had inside to Parker written all over it. Swung on and missed, strike 2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Dillon steps back in. Lambert with the 1-2. Fouls it straight back. Count remains 1-2. Nobody out. Runner at first is Richards, the courtesy runner for pitcher Kylie Hodson, with a leadoff single to start off this fourth inning. Bath County, the visitors. On the scoreboard, Rowan, the home team, because of seeding. That pitch in the dirt, good job by Eastham. I mentioned before, even though I was a horrible catcher during my playing days, I know what you're supposed to do. And unlike me, Eastham did it. That pitch in the dirt, she swelled up gigantic. You have to make your body into the shape of a cup. You want it to be concave so that if it hits your shoulders, if it hits your arms, it bounces, stays right in front of you. That's a tough way to spend an afternoon. But if you love being in on every play, the catcher spot is what you want. Called strike 3, a good fastball. Caught Dillon looking, brings up freshman Abby Barnett.
Now batting number
number 5, Abby Barton.
You have to push those shoulders forward, push those elbows out. Keep your arms wide. Knock that pitch down. Keep it in front of you to keep those runners from staying put. First pitch to Barnett, high ball 1. Lead-off single by Hodson. Richards, the courtesy runner. 1 out, top of the 4th. Bath County scored once in the 2nd, once in the 3rd. That's the total offense for both teams. Just inside. Ball 2, the count. There's Easton again doing what we talked about Izzy Hughes doing, giving the umpire a good long look. If the pitcher can consistently hit that mitt, even if it's half a ball out of the zone, you'll start getting those calls. And you don't have to get them all. You don't need to get every call, 3-0 now the count. If you can change the difference in 5 calls in a game, 6 calls in a game, called strike 1, as Barnett taking all the way 3-1, you get 1 call an inning, that can make a world of difference in a game. 3-1 the count. Barnett at the plate. There's a base hit right up the middle. Runners at first and second. So a single, a strikeout, and a single puts Bath County with 2 runners on and 1 out. Number 9 hitter, Allison Brits, who popped to 2nd her first time up. Bath County with 1 run in the 2nd inning, 1 run in the 3rd inning. Brits squares the bunt, drops it to 3rd, bare hand covering is Ham. So a sacrifice put a star beside that play right there. If you're a Bath County fan and you've got 2 runners now in scoring position with your leadoff hitter who hit a home run her first time up, listen, you got to think about a good job playing small ball. Now, do they park her at first base or do they pitch to her? First base is open. Lambert gets the sign. Low and away, ball 1. My guess would be if you are Bath County shortstop Ashton Barrett, you are going to be very selective because you know they are going to nibble. If Lambert throws a pitch that is very hittable, it is likely an accident. Change up at the knees, called strike 1, a ball and a strike. Good pitch by Lambert. I'm not saying avoid her. If you're a Lady Viking fan, I'm just saying don't put any meat on the table. That pitch inside, ball 2, 2-1. On deck is Rayleigh Purvis for Bath County. 2-0 the score. Bath County 2 runs on 4 hits. Brown County no runs on 2 hits. There's base hit to center field. That'll score 1. It's going to score 2. The play at the plate. They got her. What a relay from Brindley Walker to Malena Ham, thrown out at the plate on a bang-bang play. It's one of those deals where it takes a great pickup in center, a great throw, and a great relay. And that's what happened. Bath County scores 1. 3-0 to score. Bath leads around halfway through the 4th inning. Bottom of the 4th after this on WKCA.
This is Taylor with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off of I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
Put a defensive star behind that Brindley Walker, Malena Hamm, Lauren Easton put out at home plate. A single and RBI off the bat of Ashton Barrett. Scores Richards. Dillon comes around from second. Thrown out on a beautiful defensive play by the Lady Vikes to stop that rally. Ground ball to short. A 6-3 put out. Easton retired on the first pitch. You cannot say enough about the defensive play made by the middle of the Round County defense right there. Coach Collier and I are just talking about the UK baseball program, where what they have done, there's a ground ball to short, sliding stop, throw, safe by half a step. Infield single, Barrett deep in the hole, slides, comes up throwing. Perkins with too much speed brings up Trinity Lambert. Back to the UK baseball program, they use the analytics, but they say those analytics are geared toward Major League Baseball players. So since these are college guys, they're not going to hit the relay throw every time like a major leaguer does. They're not going to hit the cutoff man every single time. We're going to put the pressure on the defense, and you see what Coach Mangione and the UK baseball team has done. Same instance here, Coach Williams thinking, you got to send her, you got to send her. Make them make the play. Listen, the Lady Vikes make the play. Out of the zone, ball two to Trinity Lambert. So a ground ball, a single by Perkins. Lambert at the plate, 0 for 1, popped to second. Her first time up. Two equally matched teams. Bath County with one in the second, one in the third, and one in the fourth. Called strike there, 2-1. The Round County Lady Vikings. They've got no runs on three hits so far. Hope to change that here in this fourth inning with a one-out runner at first in Perkins. The 2-1. Called strike two. Lambert thought about it, held up. Two balls, two strikes. One on, one out. Bottom of the fourth. 61st District Softball Championship game in Owingsville. The break even from Hodson. Swung on and missed. Strike three. That's only the second strikeout of the game for Hodson. Two strikeouts as well for Trinity Lambert. Everything that I say just shows how evenly matched these two teams are. So two out with a runner at first. Center fielder Brindley Walker, who charged hard and made an incredible throw to the cutoff, who made an incredible throw to the catcher, put it right on the money, the tag right on the foot of the Bath County runner. That's why I love ball games. Change up at the knees. One ball, one strike. One on, two outs. Bottom of the fourth. Bath and Rowan in a good old good one in Owingsville. Both these teams advance to the 16th region tournament that will be held in Ashland. The draw, I think, Thursday. Fouled straight back off the bat of Brindley Walker. 10 a.m. Thursday. We will be following Bath and Rowan. Like always, Rowan baseball advancing. They're playing Fleming tonight in Flemingsburg. We'll see maybe if Owen can text me the score. Just low 2-2. Or Hannah, somebody in the studio might be able to text me the Fleming Rowan baseball score. Here in softball, it's Bath 3, Round zero, two out, one on. Bottom of the fourth. Pitch out of the zone counts full now to Brindley Walker with Keeley Littleton on deck. Walker, her first time up, hit a fly ball directly at center fielder Ray Lee Purvis. So a ground ball, a base hit, and a strikeout in the round half of the fourth. That's where we stand. The payoff is a fly ball to center.
Gunner first.
Purvis.
Ooh, never mind.
Squeezing. Fly ball to center field. Rowan County strands a runner in their half of the fourth. Four complete. Bath 3, Rowan nothing. Top of the fifth after these words on WKCA.
This is Andrew Owens with the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website, mrgfh.com, or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Ware Gray Funeral Homes.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As it says in the Bible, ask and you shall receive. Score from Flemingsburg, 6-0. Rowan up through two. Rowan County, Fleming County baseball taking place. Randy Stacy has that call on 96.3. Jeff Ray here with you with the Bath Rowan softball on 97.7. Ray Lee Purvis pulls a pitch. Foul down the left field line, a ball and a strike to Purvis here in the top of the fifth. Rowan and Bath in this district championship game. Bath County went down 1-2-3 in the first. Foul tipped at the plate, a ball and two strikes. Scored a run on one hit in the third, a run on one hit in the second, run on three hits in the third, and a run on three hits in the fourth. Three runs, seven hits. Ray Lee pops one up. That's over the screen. Just out of play, giving chase is Lauren Eastham. No defensive changes for Rowan County. Lambert still pitching, Eastham catching. Perkins, Ham, Wills, Littleton on the infield. Howard, Walker, Hughes on the outfield. If you are not here watching or not tuned in for that defensive gem, Purvis goes down strike three on the single in the fourth inning off the bat of Ashton Barrett.
Ashley Rogers.
Walker charging hard. Threw a great relay throw, hit the cutoff. Cutoff made a great throw to home plate. Stopped the Bath County rally. First pitch kicks up dirt to Ashley Rogers. Rogers 0 for 2 with a fly ball to left, a ground ball to short. Rogers, the Bath County first baseman, power hitter. There's a base hit right up the middle. Her first hit of the game. So a one-out base hit brings up Izzy Hughes.
Izzy Hughes
has reached base both times for Bath County. Reached on an error and scored the first run. Actually, again, I keep saying that. Her courtesy runner, Addie Reed, actually scored, but it in Izzy's position on the RBI ground out. Izzy reached for a changeup, strike one. Addie Reed, the runner that scored. Bath County 3, Rowan County scoreless. One out, one on in the Bath County fifth inning. Rowan, the home team. Pitch in the dirt. Good scoop there by Easton. One ball, one strike, 1-0, one out. Round County baseball team up 6 over Fleming. Round County softball trailing by 3 to Bath here in Owingsville. Out of the zone, 2-1. Hughes ahead in the count. Digs back in the right-hand box. Lambert in the circle, gets the call. The 2-1 fastball. Swung on and missed, 2-2. Pretty good zip out of the right hand of Trinity Lambert. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1-1 out. Bath County catcher Izzy Hughes takes that pitch high, ball 3. Izzy with an incredibly long stride. Counts now full, 3-2. Allie Manley on deck, the payoff from Lambert to Hughes. Here it comes. Off-speed pitch, swung on and missed. Second strike out of the inning. Fourth of the game by Lambert. That a big one. Allie Manley, a sacrifice bunt and a dandy in the second inning to move Addie Reed into scoring position. Then a fly ball into center field, her second time up. First pitch, belt high, strike 1. Lambert up in the count, 1-0. That's such a big advantage to the pitcher. That gives you an opportunity to nibble the edges, try to get a chase. Almost did. Allie Manley flinched, held up on the swing, a ball and a strike with 1-2. Ashley Rogers standing at first base after a one-out single. 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 outs. There's a ground ball off the glove of the third baseman. Good scoop at second. The throw just barely behind the runner. An infield single by Manley. Littleton dived, hit off the end of her glove. Wills had to stop in her tracks and change direction. Scooped and threw, almost made a top 10 Sports Center play. Manley beat it out by half a step, brings up Kylie Hodson, who had the RBI ground out her first time up. Single and run scored by her courtesy runner, Richards, in the fourth. Bath County up 3. Not near enough wiggle room for the Cats to feel comfortable. Check swing, ball and a strike with 2 on and 2 outs in the fifth. Bath County, 3 runs on 9 hits so far. 2 of those singles here in the fifth. Rogers at second. Manley at first. Low and away, 2-1. Hodson at the plate. Dillon on deck. Bath County up 3 over the Lady Vikings. Curveball swung on and missed. 2-2. That was a good pitch on the inside corner at the knees. The batter's got to protect. That is a tough pitch to make contact with. 2's across the board. There's a fly ball into short left field. Good play. Charging hard. Riley Howard stops the inning. Bath County strands 2. No runs, 2 hits in that inning. Is Lady Cats 3, Lady Vikings scoreless, bottom of the fifth after these words on WKCA.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com.
have your glass installed the right way.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
Several web gems all over this game. Several of those come from outfielders for both teams. Good play there by Howard, charging hard on a fly off the bat of Kylie Hodson with two on and two out. If that one would have landed, the Cats would have scored at least one. Padded that lead. As we stand, Bath County 3, Rowan scoreless. 7-8-9 due up for the Lady Vikes. Littleton takes that first pitch low and inside, ball one. Littleton, Howard, and Hughes. Listen, I noticed that the law enforcement left, and once the gigantic man with the gun left, no telling who drifts in press row. Ball one is the count to Littleton. That pitch fouled over behind the round dugout, one and one. Listen, if I can trade, I may trade the new for the old. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. One ball, one strike. Round County Baseball up big over Fleming County. Last count up 6-0 after two. That game on 96.3. The Lady Vikes trail here in Owingsville. Fastball swung on and missed, a ball and two strikes by Littleton. 3-0 Bath in the softball game, 6-0 Rowan in the baseball game last we heard. Again, both championship winner and runner-up advance to the regional tournament. Softball in Ashland draws on Thursday. Chances are they're going to play on Monday, Memorial Day, but now they may, depending on weather, see if he wants to play on Sunday. We'll see, and we'll have the information for you Friday during our news. There's a pitch fouled to the Round County dugout. Count remains 2-2. This a good old good one. Bath County, one run on one hit in the second, one run on three hits in the third, one run on three hits in the fourth. That's the offense for either team. Letter high fastball called strike three. Brings up Riley Howard, who grounded the first, her first time up. One up, one down in the Round County half of the fifth inning. Don't forget, during our post game, we will have the St. Clair Healthcare Round County Player of the Game. Since it is Rowan and Bath, we are combining our post-game awards. Strike one called to Riley Howard, the sophomore left fielder. Again, made a dandy play to finish up that Bath County fifth. If she would not have caught that sinking line drive, it could have been trouble. One strike, the count to Howard. Swung on, popped up to the shortstop. Two steps in. Two up, two down brings up sophomore right fielder Michaela Hughes. Hughes hit a fly ball to Ray Lee Purvis in center field, her first time up. As we mentioned, regional tournament in Ashland this year. Tune in WIVY and WKCA. We'll follow Bath and Rowan. First pitch swinging, strike one to Hughes. Good fastball from Hodson. Three strikeouts in the game for the Bath County pitcher. Four strikeouts for Lambert. One and one. Good swig of an ice-cold L8. We may as well play two games. I've got enough to keep me going. Listen. One ball, one strike, two outs. Bottom of the fifth, Rowan at the plate. Good sinker, swung on and missed. Strike two. Hughes now down, a ball and two strikes. Choke up just a drop on the bat, try to punch one into a gap somewhere. Keep the inning alive with the top of the order up next. The 1-2 is a fly ball in the left field. Out there using both hands, Allie Dillon. Three up, three down in the Rowan County half of the fifth. Top of the sixth up, Bath County leads 3-0 over Rowan. 61st District Softball Championship on WKCA.
Hi, this is Kelly Barhorst at First National Bank, inviting you to one of our 7 locations. At First National Bank, our customers come first. Let our friendly staff help assist you with any of your banking needs. We have a wide variety of deposit accounts to fit your every financial situation, and a loan officer is available at any time. Let us show you what real customer service is and that you're a part of our First National family. First National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Bath County, top half of the sixth. Allie Dillon in the seventh spot takes that first pitch out of the zone, ball one. 7-8-9, Dillon, Barnett, and Brett's due up. Bath County 3, Rowan County scoreless. Bath County with one in the second, one in the third, one in the fourth. Threatened in the fifth with two on and two out. Couldn't put one across, in part because Riley Howard made a dandy play on a sinking line drive to left field. That pitch out of the zone, ball three, high. Lambert in the circle. Struck out four, walked zero. The 3-0. Shoulder high fastball, 3-1. Dillon taking all the way. Dillon with a big stick last night. Hit a no doubter over the fence in left center. Base on balls. Just goes to show that you do not have to be 6'6", 280 to hit with power.
Next up for Bath County, number 5,
Dillon,
Abby,
a leadoff walk, first walk of the game given up by either pitcher. Let me look and make sure I've not overlooked something. Single, 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 air, bunt. Unofficially. Of course, pop up, good play. Behind the plate. Good job by Eastham. The sacrifice bunt went up in the air.
Batting number 23, Allison Dillon Ritz.
Had to dive back in to throw back to first base off the glove of the second baseman, Ham, or that would have been a 2-4 rally killer. There's a little flare to the second baseman. So a leadoff walk, followed by a sacrifice bunt pop-up. To the catcher, followed by a little flare to the second baseman, brings up Ashton Barrett, who grounded to second. A one-out home run and an RBI single in the fourth. 2-for-3, first pitch to Barrett, called strike one. Again, Barrett comes into this game batting 482, so 2-for-3 on top of that, pushing 500. Fouls that one straight back. last night became the career hit leader for the Lady Cats, and we've had a bunch of dandy offensive threats. Now, how'd that happen? Somebody must have threw one in from behind the screen.
Let's go, Ash. Get a hold of one right here.
Foul ball went over the screen behind the plate. Everybody standing around. All of a sudden, the softball landed in between home plate and third. So Lambert up two strikes on Barrett. Swung on and missed, strike three. A leadoff walk. Strands Allie Dillon after a pop to the catcher, a pop up to short, and a strikeout. Halfway through the sixth inning now, it is Bath County 3, Round County coming to bat. The Lady Cats lead the Lady Vikings 3-0 in our softball 61st district matchup.
For your health care, remember the word local. I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell.
And I'm Lauren Rout Otis, pharmacist and sisters at Family Discount Drugs.
Owingsville's only locally owned and operated pharmacy.
Call us at 674-6979 and let us take care of you to become part of our family.
We offer delivery to all of Bath County, Mount Sterling, and Frenchburg. And our drive-thru makes pickups easy.
Family Discount Drugs, 60 Slade Avenue, Owingsville.
Sisters that take the time to listen and care.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Welcome back. Bath County strands a runner. They're up 3-0 after six. First pitch swinging foul down the left field line is Diamond Wills. Wills 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. Round County softball trails Bath County 3-0. Round County baseball after three innings leads Fleming 7. Bath County again with that flex defense where they move Barrett from short to second and bring her in tight. Move Allie Manley from second to short. Wills with such good bat control, such good speed. Bath County with a little trickeration in their defense. Fouled straight back, a ball and two strikes on Wills. Kylie Hodson has given up three hits, struck out three, walked none. Round County pitcher Trinity Lambert has struck out four and walked one. Once again, nearly a dead even matchup. Called strike three at the knees. What a pitch. Basically an unhittable pitch. Inside corner, fastball, knee high. Wills out on strikes, brings up Ham. Elena Ham, a sacrifice bunt to move Wills in the first inning. Fly ball to left to end the third inning. She bunts, drops down a beauty. She's in there. Put it in your pocket. That's exactly right. You may have heard Izzy Hughes telling pitcher Kylie Hodson, don't throw. That bunt died about 5 feet in front of home plate. It was a no-doubter on the bunt single from Ham. Brings up Lauren Easton. Hit a pop-up to second. And a ground ball to short, her two times up. Fastball at the knees, called strike one from the hand of Kylie Hodson. Easton is due. Cassie Perkins on deck with one on, one out. Lady Vikes trail the Lady Cats 3-0 here in the bottom of the third. Bath County scored one in the second, one in the third, one in the fourth. Threatened in the fifth, couldn't score. Had a leadoff walk in the sixth. And Lambert came back and got the next three out. As they say on the Reds Radio Network. This a good old good one in Owingsville. In the bottom of the sixth, unofficially, the walk-up attendance did not disappoint. The two-strike pitch. There's a fly ball into right field. Calling, squeezing. Making the play out there is Riley Thompson. Two down.
Official, 17,159.
17,159. 17,159. Just barely under last night's attendance. Of course, last night we had four teams. Oh, I thought we had 17-4. 17-1 tonight. That's my bad. I wrote it down wrong. First pitch skips in the dirt. Runner steals. Hughes knocks it down. No throw. Ham showing that speed with the bunt single and stolen base. And now Perkins with a base hit. And the speed of Ham. Use suspicion. The chance for an aggressive base running opportunity. There's a pitch popped foul. That pitch landed almost in press row parking. Good diving catch out there by someone. Who's ever in the tan GMC. There's a ground ball up the middle. Good play at short. A 6-3 put out. Bath County shuts the door. Rowan County leaves one stranded. Six inning complete. Bath County coming to bat in the top of the seventh. They lead Rowan 3-0 here on WKCA.
Six cubic foot dual wheel steel wheelbarrow, $134.99 after rewards card. Pool liquid chlorinator, 1 gallon is $6.99, and HGH pool care shock treatment, 13.3 ounce or $2.99. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Final frame of the seven scheduled, Bath County 3, Rowan County scoreless, 2-3-4, Rayleigh Purvis, Ashley Rogers, Izzy Hughes due up, Lambert hoping to set those three down, swung on and missed, a good changeup, strike one to Purvis, Purvis 1-for-3 with a ground out to third, a single, and a strikeout. Down a strike, down two strikes. Good drop ball from Lambert. Coach Kenny Williams imploring Purvis. Choke up, put one in play. Bath County up 3. A hit batsman. Brings up Ashley Rogers.
Next up for Bath County, number 6, Ashley.
Hit Rayleigh right on the instep of her right foot. Down there kind of flinching it.
Fans,
listen.
Last call for concession stands. It will be closing in 5 minutes.
The Purvis family. Actually, both sides of Rayleigh's gene pool. Tougher and wet leather. But that is a spot with zero meat on it. The only good news is potentially it hits so hard that it makes it numb and it doesn't hurt. First pitch changeup, called strike one. Ashley Rogers, 1-for-3, a fly ball to left, a grounder to short, and a single in the fifth. So Rayleigh, a leadoff base runner, hit batsman here in the seventh. That pitch in the dirt, good job by Eastham. swelled up like a parachute to keep that in front of her. You can tell she has spent some time. Practice, practice, practice. That one, same thing. Runner advances on a pitch in the dirt. Nobody out. Purvis at second base. Rogers at the plate. Two ball, one strike. Lambert sights the sign. Here's the 2-1. There's a ground ball. Good stop at short. A 6-3 put out. What a play by Diamond Wheels. Dived away from her glove side in the hole. That allows Rayleigh Purvis to advance, though. Put a star beside that one. If that one would have gone through, that would have been sharply hit into left center. And again, the speed of Rayleigh Purvis and the aggressive base coaching of Kenny Williams. There's a shot he would have sent her. Izzy Hughes takes ball two out of the zone. Izzy on base twice, reached on an error, and her courtesy runner, Addie Reed, scored in the second, singled in the third, struck out in the fifth. Izzy takes that one. Two balls and a strike. You can kind of feel it here in Owingsville, top of the seventh. Bath up 3-0. Fouled straight back. Fastball, Izzy couldn't catch up to it. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Bath County's Rayleigh Purvis at third. The Lady Vikes need a couple of outs, and then they need three runs. Swung on and missed, strike three. Good pitch from Lambert. Brings up Allie Manley. Manley, a sacrifice bunt, fly to center, and a single in the fifth, one for two. Good pitch there by Lambert to come back and get that second out. Now with Manley at the plate and a runner at third, two outs in the seventh. That pitch wide, ball one. Bath County pitcher Kylie Hodson on deck, who had a ground out RBI in the first, a single and run scored in the fourth. In addition to her pitching outing today, that pitch in the dirt, good job by Eastham. Boy, that sounds like a broken record, too. That pitch landed about 6 inches behind home plate. Eastham used that left shoulder to knock it down. High ball three to Manley. Manley, the sophomore, one for two. Bath County up three. Still not a lot of breathing room. Round County, when they come to bat, there's high ball four. So a hit by pitch, ground out to short and strikeout, followed by a base on balls, runners on the corners in the Bath County top of the seventh. Round County will send 5, 6, and 7. Lambert, Walker, and Littleton to the plate in their half. They'll need at least three. Kylie Hodson, the Bath County pitcher with a chance to pad that lead, takes the first pitch out of the zone. Ball one. Eastham looking down to first. The runner Manley skipping around. Don't want to run yourself out of an inning. There's strike one at the knees. At the same time, though, if you're Bath County, how aggressive do you want to be? Do you try to draw an errant throw? Of course, Eastham really doesn't make errant throws. Drop ball. Swung on and missed, strike two. A ball and two strikes. That was a good comeback pitch out of the hand of Trinity Lambert. One ball, two strikes, pitcher against pitcher. Runners on the corners for Bath County, top of the seventh, two outs. That one fouled back. Hodson stays alive. Count remains a ball and two strikes, 2-1, two out. Bath County a three spot on the scoreboard. Rowan yet to break into the scoring column. Another 1-2 from Lambert to Hodson in the dirt, 2-2. The defense playing pretty much straight away. Littleton, everybody on the infield, regular depth. Littleton even with the bag. That pitch fouled back over the screen into the bleachers. Count remains 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out, 2-1. Bath County 3, Rowan County nothing. That's a good spot for a swig of L8 with all those twos. Another break even from Lambert in the dirt. Counts full. So much more pressure with that runner at third. The pitcher can nibble a little deeper on those low pitches. There's a ground ball to third. The throw. Good scoop at first. The throw from Littleton to Perkins in the dirt. A 5-3 putout finishes the Bath County seventh. Bath County 3, Rowan County coming to bat in the bottom of the seventh, needing 3 to tie, 4 to win. We'll have that call on WKCA right after these words. Stay tuned.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Study. All right. This is what you buy a ticket for, boys and girls. Bottom of the seventh. Bath County 3, Rowan County nothing. 5-6-7, Trinity Lambert, Brindley Walker, Keeley Littleton. A pitcher's duel it has been. Bath County's runs, they scored one in the second, one in the third, one in the fourth. First pitch swinging. Look out on the bicycle. Oh, that dropped. That hit the pole and dropped right down on that cat sitting by the dugout. Well, that surprised him as much as anybody. I thought the little kid on the bicycle was in danger. One strike. The count to Lambert. Lambert, Walker, Littleton. Bath County has had opportunities. There's a fly ball into center. Covered out there by Ray Lee Purvis. One up, one down. Let's see how many putouts Ray Lee's got. That's one, that's two, that's three, that's four. Ray Lee with four putouts in this game. I do not have last night's stats. I left them in the office today because I was not expecting to need them. One up, one down brings up center fielder Brindley Walker. First pitch inside corner, strike one. Listen, the play that Walker made, if there's a defensive play of the game, the fact that Walker charged hard, hit Ham with the throw, Ham threw a pellet to Eastham to finish that Bath County rally. That could have been a can opener for the Cats. Swung on and missed, strike two. Bath County really threatening in that fourth inning. A single off the bat of Barrett scored Richards. Barnett, a bang-bang play at home with a great tag by Easton. A two-strike pitch out of the zone, a ball and two strikes. One up, one down in the Round County half of the seventh. Bath County up three in the 61st District Championship softball game in Owingsville. Round County Baseball handling things in Fleming County. Last check, they were up seven over Fleming after three. The 1-2 swung on and missed, strike three. The fourth strikeout of the game for Bath County pitcher Kylie Hodson. Round County down to their final out, hoping a two-out rally comes their way. It all starts with getting runners on board. You need a hand? Coach Collier will help you. No. Swung on and missed, strike one. Yeah. The best thing I'll do is keep him up here out of your way. One strike now, the count from Hodson to Littleton. Both teams will advance to the region, 1-1. Again, whoever comes out of this district in the winner's bracket versus the runners-up bracket, the winner of the 62nd, 63rd, or 64th is going to go, man, I can't believe I drew the runner-up in that bracket. Bath and Round, two of the best teams in the region in high school softball. Two balls and a strike, two out, nobody on, Littleton at the plate. Hodson trying to record the final out of the game in this bottom half of the seventh inning. The 2-1 to Littleton from Hodson out of the zone, 3-1. On deck, Riley Howard in left field. Hodson gets her sign. Toes the rubber, the 3-1, out of the zone, ball four. Good eye by Littleton. First walk of the game given up by Kylie Hodson, the Bath County pitcher. Two outs, bottom of the seventh. Brings up sophomore left fielder Riley Howard with Michaela Hughes on deck, then the top of the order. If you're a Lady Cat fan, there's a fly ball into right. Woo! Catch out there made by Riley Thompson, one of the Bath County outfielders. And that's the game. Bath County victorious in this district championship matchup. Final score, Bath County 3, Rowan County nothing. We'll have post-game comments, post-game stats, post-game awards, that, and so much more here on WKCA. Stay tuned. Bath 3, Rowan nothing in this softball championship game.
Just in time for the big Memorial Day weekend comes Allen's IGA and their fantastic grilling specials. USDA fresh, store-made lean ground chuck is grilling priced for only $4.49 a pound. The large 28-ounce cans of Bush's Best Baked and Grillin' Beans are two for just $5. And three bottles of Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce is specially priced for only $4. Memorial Day savings all this week at Allen's IGA. IGA.
Caskey's Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and Makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our Story Stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
As we mentioned, a good old good one expected in Owingsville. Bath County and Round County in the 61st District Softball Championship matchup. Bath County comes out victorious. 3 runs, 9 hits. Bath County stranded 8. Round County no runs on 4 hits. They stranded 5. A pitcher's duel. Bath County, Kylie Hodson struck out 5, walked 1. Lambert struck out 6, walked 1, and hit 1 for Rowan County. Again, everything nearly identical on the scoreboard except for that final total. Bath County plated 1 in the second, 1 in the third, and 1 in the fourth. That's the difference of the game. The Bath County offense scored those 3, had a couple of opportunities to break it open. But listen, Round County did exactly what they needed to do to pull this game out. Final score of 3-0. Let's do a little bit of post-game festivities. We've got the Ira Kilburn final verdict, sponsored by Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, the Downtown Athletic Defensive Play or Player of the Game, R.L. Caudill Construction Offensive Play or Play of the Game. All tournament team being named right now, Grace Rogers. For Menifee County, I'll try to get some of these and do two also things at once. Ira Kilburn, opening argument, we talked about the bottom of the lineup doing things and whichever bottom of the lineup did the most in that 6, 7, 8, 9 spot. Bath County in the 6th spot, Kylie Hodson was 1 for 4, had an RBI ground out and a run scored. 1 for 2 for Allie Dillon, 1 for 3 from Abby Barnett, 0-for-3 from Allison Britz, but the run, the base hits in the Bath County bottom of the lineup, that made a little bit of a difference, even though 2 of the 3 runs, Barrett scored 1 on her home run. Izzy Hughes, out of the 4 spot, scored 1 after she reached on a second inning error. That's the difference of the game. Final verdict sponsored by Ira Kilburn, attorney at law. Downtown Athletic Club defensive play and player of the game. R.L. Caudill Construction offensive play or player of the game. Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award and Schwartz Mowing Unsung Hero. That as well as the St. Clair Player of the Game Award for Round County. Those awards will be announced here in just a few minutes. Bath County victorious 3-0. Let's take a word and hear a few more sponsor messages. I'll do some final stats, have the awards, have the all tournament team announced, that and so much more here on WKCA. Bath County wins at 3-0 in this championship matchup in Owingsville.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug. It really feels good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agents like me, Charlotte Mullins, are right here in Moorhead to help you select the right protection at the right price. I will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With me as your agent, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call me. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's Furniture World Superstore's incredible Memorial Day sale with low, low holiday prices. Buy a leather reclining sofa with power headrest, just $11.99. Get the matching love seat free, plus half off select items. Living rooms and dining sets, half off. Bedrooms and mattresses, half off. Plus up to 60 months financing. The Memorial Day sale on now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Trophies are being presented. Do you have that all-tournament team? Let me take a picture of that. I couldn't write and listen and talk at the same time. All right, so the all-tournament team from Menifee County, Grace Rogers and Gracie Spencer. From Fleming County, Sadie Price and Peyton Allison. From Rowan County, when we get the phone, from Rowan County, Diamond Wills, Trinity Lambert, and Cassie Perkins. From Bath County, Rayleigh Purvis, Allie Dillon, Ashton Barrett, MVP pitcher Kylie Hodson. So there is your 61st District All-Tournament team. Let's do some post-game awards here on WKCA. We did the Ira Kilburn final verdict. The Downtown Athletic Club Defensive Play or Player of the Game, sponsored by Downtown Athletic Club in Mount Sterling. The Bath County defense had 9 putouts out of 21, so let's go ahead and give left field, center field, and right field, Allie Dillon, Rayleigh Purvis, and Riley Thompson, the defensive players of the game. All three of them made plays, caught everything hit their way, and for a team to succeed, you can't let any freebies get past you, and the Bath County outfield did everything defensively needed of them. R.L. Caudill Construction Company offensive play or player of the game. Bath County's Ashton Barrett, 2 for 4, including a solo home run and a single, an RBI in the fourth, 2 for 4 with a home run, 2 RBIs, and a run scored. Ashton Barrett, the R.L. Caudill Construction Company offensive player of the game. Schwartz Mowing, unsung hero. Let us look through here and see what we can see. Tell you what, let's do. Let's get a microphone out and see who's come around behind of us. We will start with you. I don't have my bifocals tuned in, but I feel like that this is Ashley standing beside him.
Yes, sir.
Ashley Rogers, good afternoon. Congratulations. Good victory. Tell us about it from your point of view.
You know, Jeff, I just, after last year's impact, you know, we really wanted to come back and just punch in the mouth hardcore. And I think we did. And shout out to my pitcher back here. She pitched a heck of a game. And
thank you very much for saying it that way.
It just, she's a real MVP, and it's shown out there. We came back, and it's no better feeling, especially my senior year.
Bath County victorious 3-0 in this district championship. Anytime you play a border rival, a team that you guys have battled with for the last 250 years, I don't know how long Bath and Round's played, but, but every time it's a battle, whether it's baseball, softball, tennis, whatever the case may be, and to win in a district championship opportunity, it's got to make you feel good.
Yeah, I told my girls, I was like, it seems like us and Round are always back and forth. We beat them once here. We take a little L with them at Round, and then we come back here and clean up business like we always do.
Going to go on advance to the 16th region. Listen, Bath and Round, two of the best teams in the region. Whoever came out of this as on the winner's side, whoever came out on the runner's up side, you got to kind of feel bad for the winner of the other district that's going to pick up Round, because Round is a tough team.
Yes, I will give Round that 100%. I mean, last year they were Final Four in state, 16th region winners, and district winners. I mean, they do have a target on their back, and people are chasing after them.
And tonight we got them. Final score, 3-0. Ashley, congratulations to you and the team. Who else is with you?
Thank you, Jeff.
Again, I can't thank you very much. Hey, Ashton, how are you?
I'm good.
I've got to get
you?
New glasses. I'm doing great, thank you. Tell me about the third inning. Big home run.
Yes, sir.
What about that?
Yes, sir. I mean, it's always good to hit a home run off round, and I mean, nothing really feels better, TBH. So.
Yeah. Always good to hit a home run off anybody.
Anybody,
much less
yeah.
In a district championship game.
That's nice.
Then in the third, in the fourth inning, had an RBI single, had a bang bang play at home. Listen, we were talking a little bit off the air. UK baseball is playing the analytics, and they're putting pressure on the outfield. That seems like what Coach Kenny is doing here. He said, "All right, if you're going to get me, you got to make a throw." Brindley made the play. Milena made the throw, tag on. But again, you got to like the fact that you guys were headed toward 100%, 100 miles an hour, full speed ahead, trying to make a big inning out of it.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's talk about the rest of the games coming up. We've got the regional tournament in Ashland.
Yes.
Who all do we know that's left? I guess Raceland Russell.
Yeah.
Lewis and Greenup, they've not played their opening round yet, have they?
No, I don't think so. I think Boyd's moving on to the region, right? Yep. Ashland's moving on.
Boyd is in there, too. I looked earlier and didn't see it. So Bathrown, East Elliott, Boyd, and Blazer.
Yeah.
And then we'll see, presume Raceland, Greenup. Hate to presume too much ahead of time, but listen, they're pretty solid. But listen, so are we.
Yes, absolutely.
So are we. What were your thoughts about the game as it was going on? It wasn't a nail-biter, but not enough opportunity to really take a deep breath, only up three.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's just every inning on defense, we really locked in and made up for it from our hitting, our lack of hitting throughout the game. But we really made up for it on defense, and shout-out to my pitcher. She's excellent. And that's what we did.
I know you started out and played second base forever in a day, and the injury moved you to short.
Yes.
I'm sure you'd probably rather be at second because you'd rather have Taylor at short. What about that move? There's a lot more to it than just switching 60 feet to your left.
Yeah, it's awful about Taylor. She's a heck of a ball player. But, it does suck moving from second to short, but you have to do what you have to do. So.
Congratulations on the home run. Congratulations on the victory. We'll see you in Ashland. Do we play Monday? Is that when games start? Do you know?
They're talking
maybe
about
try
Sunday.
To play Sunday.
Talking
okay.
About Sunday. So.
Well, I'm good with Sunday, too. I'm good. All right. Thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Jeff.
Congratulations. Shortstop Ashton Barrett. All right. Do me a favor and hold that right hand up. Let me take a peek. No, right hand.
Oh.
There you go. Just making sure it's still there.
It is
just
there,
making sure.
Jeff.
Listen, the one fly ball you caught, I saw it go up. It looked like you were either in church or you were surrendering, one of the two. I couldn't figure out. But it didn't go to the glove. That's, you made the catch.
Yeah.
Listen, Bath County outfield, of course, this center fielder, Ray Lee Purvis. You all got the defensive players of the game, had 9 putouts in the outfield. Every ball hit to you, you caught.
Yep.
Even though you only used one hand. And I know you know I'm only joking, because if you missed a bunch of them, I'd really be serious about not using the second hand. But it's good to know that the outfield out there has got every play made. You're going to make it.
Yeah, my outfielders, shout out to them. They try their hardest. They might be young, but they really put in 110% effort.
Cover a lot of territory, too.
Oh, yeah. If one's hit the center, they're both backing me up. If one's hit to either of them, I'm going to back them up. It's just like a, I don't know, we just like to help each other out, or it mostly helps us out, like if one goes by.
1-for-3 tonight, Ray Lee. Hit by a pitch. How's the inside of your right foot? A little numb?
It hurts a little.
Yeah, it does. The only thing about getting hit is it goes numb for a second, and maybe you can kind of deal it, but then after a while, a little Motrin, something makes a big difference.
Yeah, well, me and Trinity used to play together, and love her heart, me and her.
Family's family.
Oh, yeah, me and her love each other. She hits me at least once a season.
There you go, and it happened to be tonight. So you signed to play with Pikeville. Tell us about, not to wish time away, tell us about what we can expect next year at Pikeville.
Well, I'm planning to go up there and show them what I got, and hopefully to be playing with their varsity team. Like, if not, like, they have a JV and a varsity, but either one of them's good, but just one plays in the spring and one plays in the fall.
And that was where you wanted to go to school. That was your school of choice, was Pikeville.
That was my main school.
What is it about Pikeville that made you want to go down there?
The campus is just beautiful.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
Oh, yes. And then the staff, like, on the softball team, like, they're amazing. They treat you like family. And even the girls on the team, like, they treat us like family. They're just amazing.
Congratulations on the big win.
Well, thank you.
Look forward to games this weekend, Sunday, maybe Monday. We'll see what happens up in Ashland. Let's go win a region title now.
Oh, yeah, we want it.
What do you say about that? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff.
Ray Lee Purvis. All right. Seemed like we met last night, Kylie. Congratulations on a big win tonight. Congratulations, tournament MVP. So last night you had 9 strikeouts. Tonight you had, how many did you have? Five strikeouts and 1 walk. Give us your thoughts from being in the circle 2 nights in a row here in this district championship tournament.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely hard, you know, playing 2 days in a row and playing the tough competition that we faced. But, you know, just taking a deep breath and really trusting my defense is really the main thing. Like we said, the outfield had, what, 9 putouts?
9 putouts.
That's really big. Our outfield is just phenomenal. I mean, the reads that they get on the balls and just knowing that they're going to be there to make catches for us is really big. Our defense in general, I mean, shout out to Izzy, my catcher. Framing the ball, blocking, I mean, everything. She's just a great player, too.
We talked about that a little bit during the game. I was a horrible former catcher. Horrible. I was one of the worst players in the history of Bath County baseball. But there's a lot goes into that. You have to give that umpire a good look. When a ball's in the dirt, you have to swell up big and keep it in front of you. And Izzy does a good job.
Yeah, she really does. I joke with her all the time. I tell her all she has to do is catch the ball, right? And that's probably what a lot of people think. But she really puts in the work, and there's a lot that goes into it to make my pitches look good because I wouldn't be half the pitcher that I was if it wasn't for her, you know, doing everything that she does for me back there.
Had a good pitching duel today with you and Trinity. Bath County comes out victorious, scratched out 1 run in the second, 1 run in the third, 1 run in the fourth. That was enough to give you enough cushion to take care of business from there.
Yes, yeah. Trinity's a great pitcher. She has a lot of great spin, so we know to just take the little runs, take advantage of, you know, the base runners that we have, and just, I say, a little poke, and it goes a long way. You know, just getting a little single, a little base hit, just to get an RBI, you know, just anything that works to get us a run across the board.
Doesn't hurt your feelings to see Ashton Barrett hit a home run tonight or see Allie hit one last night. But again, back-to-back base hits, a walk and a base hit, back-to-back scores runs with the speed this team has got. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to the team. Let's go win a region title.
Let's do it. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you very much. Kylie Hodson, our guest here on WKCA. Bath County victorious 3-0 over the Lady Vikings for the 61st District Championship. Again, we talked about our defensive players of the game in the outfield. Ashton Barrett tonight with the home run, the RBI single. So 2 runs and 2 RBIs and runs off the bat. The Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award. Let's recognize our last guest, Kylie Hodson, who was here, because there were instances where Round County had some threats, got some base runners on. Bath County needed an out. She made pitches that needed to be made to get the Round County batter either to miss on the swing or to beat one into the ground. Let one of her defensive players make a play behind her. And congratulations to Kylie Hodson, the Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award winner. Schwartz Mowing, unsung hero tonight. Listen, there are so many players that could qualify for this, but Bath County starting second baseman, Allie Manley, who was thrust into that position after Ashton had to move to short after Taylor got hurt. She had 3 putouts tonight, made everything that came her way look easy, and you need players to step up, especially during tournament time. Allie Manley, the Schwartz Mowing unsung hero. Last but not least, the St. Clair Healthcare Rowan County player of the game. Got to offer some heads up not only to Round County pitcher Trinity Lambert, who gave up only three runs, 9 hits, and stranded 8. So when the pressure was on, she made the Bath County runners stay put. But also need to shout out to Diamond Wills, 2 for 3. 2 of the 4 base hits came from the leadoff hitting shortstop Diamond Wills, the other Cassie Perkins with a hit. And also, let me look down through here. I've lost my notes. A bunt single by Melena Ham. So congratulations, Diamond Wheels, the St. Clair Rowan County player of the game in this matchup tonight. Rowan and Bath both advance to 16th region play. Rowan County baseball up big in Fleming County. Rowan and Fleming baseball both advanced to the 16th region tournament. Special thanks to everybody who's been a part of our broadcast, all of our sponsors, our studio crew. Hannah's up there keeping me in line, making sure everything goes the way that it should. All of you listeners, all of our sponsors, everybody here on Press Row, again, congratulations to both the Bath County Lady Cats and the Rowan County Lady Vikings. They both advanced to the 16th region. Bath County victorious tonight, 3-0 in this championship 61st district softball matchup. Till the next time you hear from us, which will be this weekend sometime, Sunday or Monday, we'll find out. This is Jeff Ray. Good night, everybody.
You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Howe Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. More real country music is headed your way on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.